prayers to the 10 prominent incarnations, he prays, "It is you, Lord Keshava, who is appearing before me, accepting this particular form." Keshava, Lord Keshava, Dhrita, Narahari Rupa. Dhrita is dharan, to take or to accept. Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So in his mind he is not confused whether there are different gods, or like in India, people feel there are 10 incarnations of Vishnu and that's it. But the Bhagavatam doesn't say there are 10. Have you ever read in the Bhagavatam that there are only 10 incarnations? In fact, these 10, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami, they come in the category of Leela Avatar. But there are other categories: Purusha Avatar, Guna Avatar, Manvantara Avatar, Shaktyavesh Avatar, Yuga Avatar. Also the Bhagavatam says, avatarohi asankhya, asankhya. We heard a few days ago, Vishwanath Chakratipad says, asankhya is 1 and 17 zeros, which also is like an approximation. So if all these incarnations are, they are coming like waves, one after another, they are all eternal, but whose incarnations are they? The English word incarnation and the Sanskrit word avatar have nothing in common. Avatar, ava, is to come down. Like we have aroha pantha and avaroha pantha. Inductive reasoning and deductive reasoning. So avaroha is to come down. Avatar is to come down for deliverance. Taran, to save. So when we say Krishna avatar, Lord Krishna's descent, Vaman avatar, Lord Vamana's descent, that means he was already existing on a spiritual plane and now he has come down for a specific purpose. And Krishna explains the basic purpose. Sarva dharman, no, yuga, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And the English word incarnation has karne. Karne is a root word from where we get carnivorous, those who eat flesh. So karne is flesh, blood, flesh, bones, like a body. And incarne, so the idea is, when God becomes flesh, when somebody takes on a material body, that's an incarnation. So God basically is formless, but he takes a material body for a specific purpose. So it's a mistaken idea. Krishna very strongly says in the Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti ma muda, manushim tanum ashritam. Krishna's body is not material, but he describes it as manushim tanu. Manush, manushya, descendants from Manu. The English word man is also very close to that. So those who see me and say that, like there was a book by a fake philosopher, Krishna the man and his philosophy. So they feel Krishna is a man and after some attributes he became God. In the very introduction to Krishna book, Prabhupada says, Krishna is not a God manufactured in a mystic factory. By the word mystic factory, Prabhupada meant all these yoga schools and the caves of the Himalayas. By meditating, you can't become God, because meditation means you are begging somebody to give you some benediction. So at least the meditator has to understand that at a particular time I was not God. Now I have become God by the grace of God. So actually by whose grace you have become a God is the real God, isn't it? So incarnation is what we commonly use, but it is very, very narrow in its approach. While avatar is a correct understanding, the Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, avatars are already existing in the paravyoma and they come down just like a king sends a lawyer to the prison house. A lawyer, an attorney, or a government official, and he talks to each prisoner. How many years left? What are you doing? What were the charges? Are you doing anything to improve yourself? If you do, show me this kind of proper conduct and we can see that you can be released from prison. Sometimes a king comes himself personally. Seeing the king in a prison, some unintelligent people feel, today the king also is serving a jail sentence. Now it's a fact. The prison is there and the king is inside the prison house. What is the ultimate test? Whether the king also has been caught speeding or he has been caught breaking some laws and that's why his laws have put him in a prison. At a particular time, the king says, enough, I am leaving. So he came on his own. He only told his officials that this particular day, I would like to visit the prisons. They said, okay, all right. So king comes on his own accord. And he may say, okay, I have done enough. I have to go somewhere else. So when he comes, it is of his own will. And when he is about to leave, all the officials, everybody is there to salute him. No prisoner has ever walked out of a prison saying that, it's enough. I don't think 6 years is a good time for me. It is too much. I have many more things to do outside. So in the Bhagavatam it is described, Ete Chamsha Kala Pumsa. The avataras which Jayadeva Goswami has mentioned, Ete, and many others. Ete Cha Amsha Kala. Amsha is a part. Kala is described as part of a part. In fact, when you read Prabhupada's books, you are introduced to portion, portion of a portion, portion of a portion of a portion. And all three are perfect. All three are Purna. So it takes a little bit of understanding to grasp this vital subject matter. But Jiva Goswami says, if these are described as part of someone, these are described as Amsha Kala of someone, who is that someone? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 24 avataras are mentioned. Then it is mentioned that there are millions and billions of them. Then this line comes, Eteja Amsha Kala. And the last line, Jiva Goswami says, is most crucial. Krishna's tu. Here this tu means but. All these are amshas and kalas, but Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Jiva Goswami puts a lot of stress on this one particular statement. Nobody has sent Krishna. Nobody has told Krishna that you do this or you do that. For that matter, other avatars are also considered perfect. But Krishna is considered most perfect. In a material way, if something is called perfect, then there cannot be more perfect. And there certainly cannot be any most perfect. So what is the exact difference between Narasimha avatar and Krishna's avatar and Krishna, Ravamandev and Krishna? It is just that in some particular incarnation, a Vishishta, a particular aspect of Godhead is stressed more. Like Narasimhadev doesn't have any parents. He came from a pillar. Lord Varahadev came from Brahma's nostril. They show a particular opulence, and that opulence is highlighted. It is only when Krishna comes, all the features of Godhead are exhibited to the fullest. Lord Ram is described as Maryada Purushottam, one who follows the proper etiquette, the proper limits. Krishna also follows Maryada, but in many aspects, he doesn't care for any Maryada. And therefore, Gaudiya Acharyas, they stress upon Krishna's sweetness. Iti driksva leelabhir ananda kunde nimajjantam. Satyavrat Muni is very clever to point out that all incarnations have leelas, because whatever they do is a playful thing. It is not that Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha could actually make the Lord fearful. We understand from our acharyas, what is the best way to kill a demon? Which astra is useful? Which astra is the easiest? To tell you the fact, Krishna is Paramatma. If Paramatma decides to leave, he is dead. It is as simple as that. No need for any mantra, tantras, any weaponry, any shouting, nothing. Krishna can kill anybody without even lifting his finger. So the killing part is not difficult. It is whether Krishna can actually enjoy that particular thing or not. And of course, we see in Hiranyakashipu's Vadh is killing or Hiranyaksha is killing, the demigods who are watching, they are more nervous. They are saying, please kill him now, the evening time is approaching. In the evening, the demons become very powerful. So demons in Krishna Leela, they are the spice, they are the masala, which accentuates the Leela. Of course, you and me are not on that platform. So Krishna enjoys to the maximum possible capacity when he comes himself. And therefore, Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding of Godhead is whatever he does things in such a way that it attracts the minds of everyone. Narasimhadeva is very angry. Somebody may not like an angry God. Lord Ram is always following Maryada. Somebody may not like following Maryada. With Krishna, everybody has something. In a lecture in America before Americans, Prabhupada said Krishna is the taste of liquid. He said even if a drunkard before taking his glass of alcohol, if he thinks this taste is Krishna, I mean that advancement is very minimal, but there is advancement. So in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, how you can see me in this material world? We can also see Krishna through trees, through the ocean, mountains, by seeing a shark, by seeing a lion. And in this way, we can increase our Krishna consciousness. It reaches its limits when we come here to Vrindavan Dham, where actually everything exists only for the pleasure of Krishna. And where we also can learn how we can dovetail our lives in putting everything for the service of Krishna. And that, Prabhupada explains, is the goal of human life. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. So incarnation is what we commonly use, but it is very, very narrow in its approach. While avatar is a correct understanding, the Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, avatars are already existing in the Paravyoma, and they come down just like a king sends a lawyer to the prison house. A lawyer, an attorney, or a government official, and he talks to each prisoner. How many years left? What are you doing? What were the charges? Are you doing anything to improve yourself? If you do, show me this kind of proper conduct, and we can see that you can be released from prison. Sometimes a king comes himself personally. Seeing the king in a prison, some unintelligent people feel, today the king also is serving a jail sentence. Now it's a fact. The prison is there, and the king is inside the prison house. What is the ultimate test? Whether the king also has been caught speeding, or he has been caught breaking some laws, and that's why his laws have put him in a prison. At a particular time, the king says, enough, I am leaving. So he came on his own. He only told his officials that this particular day, I would like to visit the prisons. They said, okay, all right. So king comes on his own accord. And he may say, okay, I have done enough. I have to go somewhere else. So when he comes, it is of his own will. And when he's about to leave, all the officials, everybody is there to salute him. No prisoner has ever walked out of a prison saying that it's enough. I don't think 6 years is a good time for me. It is too much. I have many more things to do outside. So in the Bhagavatam it is described, Ete Chamsha Kala Pumsa. The avataras which Jayadeva Goswami has mentioned, Ete, and many others. Ete Cha Amsha Kala. Amsha is a part. Kala is described as part of a part. In fact, when you read Prabhupada's books, you are introduced to portion, portion of a portion, portion of a portion of a portion. And all three are perfect. All three are purna. So it takes a little bit of understanding to grasp this vital subject matter. But Jiva Goswami says, if these are described as part of someone, these are described as Amsha Kala of someone, who is that someone? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 24 avataras are mentioned. Then it is mentioned that there are millions and billions of them. Then this line comes, Ete cha amsha kala. And the last line, Jiva Goswami says, is most crucial. Krishna stu. Here this stu means but. All these are amshas and kalas, but Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Jiva Goswami puts a lot of stress on this one particular statement. Nobody has sent Krishna. Nobody has told Krishna that you do this or you do that. For that matter, other avataras are also considered perfect. But Krishna is considered most perfect. In a material way, if something is called perfect, then there cannot be more perfect. And there certainly cannot be any most perfect. So what is the exact difference between Narasimha avatar and Krishna's avatar, and Krishna, Ravamandev and Krishna? It is just that in some particular incarnation, a Vishishta, a particular aspect of Godhead is stressed more. Like Narasimhadev doesn't have any parents. He came from a pillar. Lord Varahadev came from Brahma's nostril. They show a particular opulence. And that opulence is highlighted. It is only when Krishna comes, all the features of Godhead are exhibited to the fullest. Lord Ram is described as Maryada Purushottam, one who follows the proper etiquette, the proper limits. Krishna also follows Maryada, but in many aspects, he doesn't care for any Maryada. And therefore, Gaudiya Acharyas, they stress upon Krishna's sweetness. Iti driksva lila bhir ananda kunde. Nimajjantam. Satyavrata Muni is very clever to point out that all incarnations have leelas, because whatever they do is a playful thing. It is not that Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha could actually make the Lord fearful. We understand from our acharyas, what is the best way to kill a demon? Which astra is useful? Which astra is the easiest? To tell you the fact, Krishna is Paramatma. If Paramatma decides to leave, he is dead. It is as simple as that. No need for any mantra, tantras, any weaponry, any shouting, nothing. Krishna can kill anybody without even lifting his finger. So the killing part is not difficult. It is whether Krishna can actually enjoy that particular thing or not. And of course, we see in Hiranyakashipu's Vadh is killing, or Hiranyaksha's killing. The demigods who are watching, they are more nervous. They are saying, please kill him now, the evening time is approaching. In the evening, the demons become very powerful. So demons in Krishna Leela, they are the spice, they are the masala, which accentuates the Leela. Of course, you and me are not on that platform. So Krishna enjoys to the maximum possible capacity when he comes himself. And therefore, Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding of Godhead is, whatever he does things in such a way that it attracts the minds of everyone. Narasimhadeva is very angry. Somebody may not like an angry God. Lord Ram is always following Maryada. Somebody may not like following Maryada. With Krishna, everybody has something. In a lecture in America before Americans, Prabhupada said Krishna is the taste of liquid. He said even if a drunkard before taking his glass of alcohol, if he thinks this taste is Krishna, I mean that advancement is very minimal, but there is advancement. So in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, how you can see me in this material world? We can also see Krishna through trees, through the ocean, mountains, by seeing a shark, by seeing a lion. And in this way, we can increase our Krishna consciousness. It reaches its limits when we come here to Vrindavan Dham, where actually everything exists only for the pleasure of Krishna. And where we also can learn how we can dovetail our lives in putting everything for the service of Krishna. And that, Prabhupada explains, is the goal of human life. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.